Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
My name is Ryan. This is author Tony Lodge. And we are speaking to Jade, who is in New South Wales.
Ooh, NSW. NSFW.
Not
safe for work.
Hello.
Hi, is that Jade?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tony and Ryan.
Oh, no way.
I was just about to say, have we woken you up, Jade? You sound tired.
Like, or have we called you in a library like you're not interested in talking to us?
No, I am. I've just taken the day off. Got into a car accident, smashed my car, long story.
Oh, okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, totally fine.
That's good news.
Will you approve the podcast?
Yeah, I'd love to approve the podcast,
oh,
guys.
Yay. Great. Oh, good.
Hey, it's Jade from Newcastle, New South Wales, and I'm through this podcast.
All right, coming up today, I think I've crossed that line where I know I'm old and not fun anymore.
I could have probably told you that.
Yeah, but like, you know how sometimes people need to learn it for themselves? You know that kind of vibe
where you can
take a horse to water,
but you can't make it realise it's
old. sorry, what?
But you can't make it realise it's old.
I was caught in the middle of some fun and I didn't like it.
Oh, I should be able to pay you out here, but I don't think I can because I think maybe,
yeah.
I mean, it might not be the same fun, but I've been caught in fun and I've gone, I didn't like that.
I don't like that.
I take this seriously. Yeah.
So that's coming up soon. But first, you might have heard about this theory that suggests there's a scientific and biological reason that people are often attracted to people who look like their parents.
Oh.
Have you heard of this?
Is it a bit like how people say they look like their dogs? Is it a bit like that?
No.
But you know how they say that. I think I look a bit like Pippa.
Pippa looks like you.
She's got my eyes.
Yeah.
Her eyes are brown, mine are blue. They're not like the
same
at all.
They actually look any different.
Any more
different.
Yeah. Different.
Yeah.
I don't know how to break it to her that she was adopted.
I think both.
Your mum tell you?
She said, Ryan, you know how my eyes are blue and yours are brown?
And I'm a dog and you're a human.
Yeah. And that time we went and got you neutered. And I was like, yeah.
You know how you wee outside and I wee inside?
Yeah.
It's because we're not the same.
I was like, oh, I thought it was just more like a power play.
I thought you were just sending me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you and Mum want to check notes for letting Pippa
That's
know,
actually really kind of you. Yeah. I'll give Mandy a call and I'll be like, look, I'm just like struggling with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the moment, BJ and I, my dog.
Yep.
We outnumber Bridget in terms of purebreds versus adoptees.
Yeah.
Because we're just a couple of rescues in the house.
Yeah,
so
that's nice.
So anytime Bridget does, something, we go, typical.
Yeah.
These purebreds.
You don't understand. Yeah.
You don't get us.
Oh, but soon there'll be two on two.
It'll be even.
And it's still going to be boys versus girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, those purebreds, man.
Yeah.
They got it easy. So I got this article. To conclude, I think there's something in looking like your dog, but I don't think this is it.
Okay. Yeah, this is a different thing.
I got an article from a psychology professor with a PhD.
Pretty huge duke.
Dr. Tasman Saxton.
Oh, I bet you they got a big Saxton.
Has a PhD. Animals of many species learn what a suitable mate looks like based on the appearance of their parents. So here's how it works, right?
Oh,
so you see,
it's like the safety.
Well, you see your parents as safety and supportive and comforting and loving.
Yep.
And then there's something in you that goes, oh, all of those characteristics,
yeah,
that's what it looks like this.
Yeah.
When you see this, that equals the loving and the caring and the safety.
So is it just the way that they look or like the way that they behave or like is this study one side in particular or just in general?
The study suggests that
it's the look.
What we deeply want is the characteristics and we in inverted commas learn that that's what the characteristics look like.
Like if you picked up a bottle of Coke that had water in it, you'd go, well, this is a bottle of Coke. Like
I've
you
seen
look
the
like
Coke,
I know what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've just really family therapized myself. Yeah, all the way down.
Family therapized.
Therapized.
I've just sent you look at your phone.
Oh, yep.
Jessica,
I can do that.
Jessica Alba's partner and Jessica Alba's...
Oh, my God!
...dad.
As if they aren't the same person.
Jessica Alba's dad and Jessica Alba's partner are the same person.
Like, yeah.
So, we share a studio.
So, just hang on. So, does Bridget look like Mandy? No. Or do you think that Bridget looks like your birth mother, which you wouldn't know?
I don't know what she looks like.
A Bridget doppelganger is running around.
I'm not going to say that. Because that's gross.
Okay.
Beep. Because it's like a learnt behaviour from seeing someone,
yeah.
It wouldn't be birth mother because you don't see them as, because then you would see them as someone who leaves.
Because Bridget lived with you, you're like, not the same.
Not the same, not the same. But no, Bridget doesn't look like my mum.
No, your mum does not look like Bridget.
They're
at
very
all.
Different. Oh, at all. I'll tell you what's weird, and this is not related to this study. When I met my biological family in the US,
yep.
A long lost cousin, her and Bridget look fucking exactly the same.
I've seen the cousin you're talking
and
about.
And wear the same yeah. glasses.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, well, then we might have crossed a wire here by accident. Yeah. Anyway.
So here at work at the Tony and Ryan HQ, we share this podcast studio with Dill Buckley.
Yes.
Now, Dill is a professional, was a former professional footballer.
So he says, yeah.
So he says. Now he's like a sports podcaster.
Yeah.
We share an office. We use the same studio.
We get along great yep. as well. Yeah.
And to sort of support his podcast and stuff, we went along. Tony said she was drunk at the football the other night at the
that
pub.
That was their event.
It was their event. So they're like, oh, we're going to watch the first game and do a podcast live recording. It's like, great, we'll come down. And so his beautiful wife, Justine, is there.
Who works here as well. So we know Juz pretty well.
And then the rest of Dill's crew's there, his mm-hmm. mates are there, and then he goes, and guys, this is my mum.
Yep.
And we went, lovely to meet you, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
How's it all going? Great. And then we're sitting there and we're like, geez.
Because may I just add, all three of us were there. So it was Tony, Ryan and producer Cam.
Yeah, we're all there. And we went, gee, Justine does look like her mum, hey.
Yeah.
And then someone had to go, no, that's not her mum. That's Dill's mum. And they look identical.
Spitting image. Like, honestly, you believed that it was Jazz's mum
yeah.
purely because they just looked identical.
So I think all I want to know, and this is what the chat turned into at the pub, was like we spoke to some other people and they yeah. go, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
And then we spoke to each other, yeah, I know, right?
And then someone actually overheard and went, you guys talking about Jazz and Dill's mum? And we went, yeah. And they went, yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess the question I have is, does Dill know?
Do they? Yeah.
So I think he's here. Let's go.
Do you want to go and grab him?
Ask him.
Because it is one of those things where you go, well, do we know? Do they know? Yeah.
Dill, we have a question for you.
No, I don't know why I'm doing this.
And you'll either know that it's true and know exactly what we're talking about, or
yeah.
we might have like shattered something for you that you might not be able to unsee.
Okay.
So thanks for having us at your event.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for having us at the event the other night.
Thank you. I don't know what this is about, by the way.
Yeah, it was great to meet you and the family and the whole crew and go out and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Because obviously we know your wife, Juz, because she works in here. But wasn't it wonderful to meet Dill's mum?
Yeah.
I love my mum.
Yeah.
Must be nice. She
yeah.
was there.
Yeah, must be really
I'm
nice.
Dying to. Yes.
I was just curious to know if you're aware that your mum and Justine look identical.
What?
You didn't know that?
They do not at all.
Did you really not? Has anyone ever said this to you before?
No one's ever said that to me once.
That's all anyone was talking about.
We actually surveyed quite a few people at the event and everybody agreed. And someone actually, I just said this before you came in, someone actually overheard and said, are you talking about Juz and Dill's mum? We went, yeah. And they went, yeah.
No way. So that's never ever. I've never ever had that said at all, ever.
Are you joking?
Never.
Do you have a picture handy of your mum and maybe a picture of if you don't, that's okay.
Actually, just show us one.
Yeah. Actually, if you've got one, you've got both, I feel. Maybe as your mum posted on Facebook recently or something like that. Because we just want you to see.
Okay. I'm getting up a photo. I don't know where this is going. Deb Pierce, don't follow her. She'll love it. She follows all the maths, ex-maths contestants.
Oh, your mum's on your close friends. Yeah, I reckon turn your phone off Wi-Fi because the Wi-Fi here is shit.
Yeah, our landlord sucks.
Okay. So here's my mum.
As if you don't think she looks exactly like Jazz.
Oh, no. They're both stunning.
Yeah, and I bet you think they're both stunning.
So that's me and my mum?
She looks exactly like your wife, Jazz.
No, she does not. You're kidding
yourself.
Okay,
you keep that open and I'll open Jazz's Instagram.
And Cam, can you just invite everyone else from the office into the studio real quick? I just want to do a quick straw poll.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind that. To see what people... I've never heard
well,
this.
Well, we've already discussed it. Really? I'm actually surprised that you didn't know.
It's a little bit weird if this is true.
Quick question. Do you reckon Justine looks exactly like Dill's mum?
Dill's mum.
Yeah?
Exactly. I'm not going to commit to, but I think that there is some...
Similar features. Zach, what do you reckon?
I actually thought it was
Juz's
mum.
You're kidding.
Nah.
I've never had anyone say that before, ever.
Well, there's about five people saying it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I've found a study
mom,
that...
You know what they say.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've just been talking about a study that kind of shows why, because your mum is obviously like... caring and supportive and beautiful.
I will say this. Everything I love in my mum, my wife has.
Including you.
No. No, not that stuff. What are you talking about? What is going on here?
I honestly thought you would have
known. No, never ever been told that in my life.
Now that you're thinking about it, can you see it now that you're thinking about it?
No.
Like, is there any part of it? Because I think Jazz, your wife, yes, looks more like your mum than she looks like her sister.
No way. Yeah, no easy way, easy, man. Yeah. No way. Yes. They look exactly, their sister and her look very similar.
No.
This is so strange. I've never had anyone. But you guys haven't seen my sister. So once you saw mine.
Oh, she looked like him as well.
They actually do look quite similar. This is painting me off to be really weird.
No, let me read this sentence still, because it's actually not about as gross as you think.
Okay, good.
A child views a parent as supportive, caring, loving, and nurturing, and they learn that these characteristics look like this. So when you see someone similar, your brain goes, oh, that person's obviously supportive and caring and loving and nurturing.
Well, that would be completely true. Yeah. I see, like, exactly, as I was saying before, the qualities that I love in my wife, I see are very similar to what I love about my mum.
Yeah.
Like her face.
Not her. Not like she,
I did not think that was the F word you were saying.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, vagina.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Dill, I just wanted to know if you knew. So now you can process this information as you please.
I thought we were going to be talking about fingering assholes today, because that's what we were talking about the other night.
What?
Okay, I better leave.
Also,
speaking of your mum and your sister,
did you appreciate seeing Tony having more than one drink and being a bit lippy?
You were really funny last week.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Really,
and can I just say as well, so good to see Ryan out.
Yeah.
I don't know if people think. Do they know he, like, promises a lot and never delivers anything?
That seems to me.
He had been saying he was going to come to about 15 events, didn't come to any, and he was there. So I was really happy.
Yeah.
And I said it was a big thing for you to come, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
He's actually really milking the fact that he went to an event. Like, we've talked,
he's loving it,
we've talked about it.
We've
talked about the event on the pod a few times now, because he's like, yeah, I did something.
Just
I'd love to talk about it.
Just out and about on the town, man of the town.
He's tired this week. He's in the event on the weekend.
Yeah, had a big weekend by having two beers on Thursday. So, yeah, big time. Dill, thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it. I think.
Do you?
Yeah, we'll debrief after.
He's going to walk out and do that thing, like, you know when you're at a party and you go to the toilet and you realise how drunk you are? He's going to walk out there, go to the toilet and go, fuck, they do look the same. He's going to do that. He's going to have that moment of realisation.
Hey, it's Jade from Newcastle, New South Wales, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A big shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon.
Yep.
Lucia Capizudo, Abby Stoned, bet she is, Jordan Rodriguez, Mel Lander, and Adam Preedy. Thank you so much for being part of the Patreon.
Preedy.
We bloody love to see it.
This Saturday, if you're in Sydney or New South Wales, or you're just really keen, 9 a.m. at the Sydney Opera House. This is not an official event.
No.
But we are filming Tony singing I Still Call Australia Home. Mm-hmm. And the final shot of the whole video that Tony's traveling to the outback of Australia, down to the Great Ocean Road, all over. The final big hero moment. We want to have the big choir behind her, and you can be that choir.
Yep.
White shirt, black pants, 9 a.m. this Saturday morning.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
And if you're in Adelaide, we can see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Balls.
At the Mall Balls.
The Rundle Mall Balls.
So did I hear correctly when we were having a coffee this morning, Tony, that Torbs was complaining about the price of getting a haircut?
So Torbs, like, loves going and getting his hair done.
Does he get, like, the head massage?
No, I don't think they do that in a barbershop, do they? That's more of, like, a salon thing.
Sometimes. My TikTok algorithm is just this guy in Turkey who's a barber, but he, like, bashes people. So he's, like, slapping their face and rubbing their head and, like, doing all the things.
Yeah.
No, there's a bit of, like, face clean. You know, I'm sure there's, like, an actual purpose to it. You know, like, it's like a exfoliator rub and stuff.
Got you. Yeah,
but sometimes the barbers now, they can really turn it on. Maybe is that what he's doing down there?
I don't think so. But he, like, he goes in there, he gets along with the guy that does his hair
he's
really well.
He's followed him around to a few different salons.
Yeah, he's gone to quite a few different barbershops to keep going to this guy, Jordan. And anyway, so he always goes, gets his hair cut and comes back like a different guy. So he's an inch taller. He's just got this vibe about him.
Has, like, he got Riz?
That like joie de vivre or whatever it's called. Like just that new, that girl energy.
What's that Bee Gees song that's in a movie with John Travolta? Like when he's walking down the street and he's like staying alive?
I don't know what movie you're talking about. I know the song, but.
And the movie Saturday Night Fever? But just imagine, like, a cool leather-panted.
So you've got that strut.
Swagger.
You've got that, yeah.
And just, like, up and about, feeling good. He's like, tonight is the night.
He's just always really feeling himself. And he gets back and I go, oh, you look really handsome. And he goes, thanks. He's like this different person. And it makes him feel awesome. Like, he feels really good about himself. And honestly, it looks great whenever he gets it done.
But he was complaining about the price?
And so because he feels great, I go, why don't you just go and get it done more? Because what he does is then I say, cool, did you book another appointment? He goes, no, I'll book it when I need it. I'm like, but if you book it when you need it, it's too late.
Yeah.
So then if you try and get a booking, and because he only goes to this one guy, if you can't get a booking for a week or two, then you're like a week or two past when you needed it done.
Yeah, so I just book it in.
And so
enjoy,
I said to him, why don't you just every time you go there, you feel awesome, just say, cool, I'll take another 3 weeks. And just every 3 weeks, just keep booking back in. And he goes, oh, it's just really expensive. And I was like, bro, if it makes you feel really good, then the $60 to get your haircut and your beard trim, like.
Does he not know the number two rule of life, though?
What? Don't talk about Fight Club? No, that's the first one. Yep.
That's not the first one.
What's number one?
Never, ever question or mention someone being pregnant. Unless you can physically see a baby coming out of them.
Yep, that is good advice.
Oh, not long now, eh? What?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Guy. Yeah, no, that's fair.
Number two rule of life.
Yep.
Is if you're a man, never complain to a woman that getting your hair cut is expensive.
Oh, they see you coming.
Because no matter how much you're paying, you know that a female in your life is probably paying five times?
I mean,
six times that?
I've definitely paid like $500, $600 to get my hair done before.
And then this rizzed up bloke has the gall to rock up to you after you've paid ridiculous amounts of money for your fucking sexy as fuck hair.
Thanks.
And then he comes in and goes, oh, $60 is a bit expensive. Fucking tell it to anyone else.
But the thing is, I'm like, but it's $60. Is a lot of money if it is a lot of money to you. And that's not the price. It's more just like, but $60 to feel awesome.
Your partner drives an Audi.
No, but it's just like if $60 is what it costs for you to feel great, like throw the $60 at someone to give you that feeling.
Yeah.
Like what, you know, it's almost like just inconsequential.
You should work at the front desk at a brothel. This is like,
yeah,
this
I'm very good at this. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
throw the money, it feels great.
Like just, but why wouldn't you? That's an investment into you feeling awesome about yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
The same way that like getting your eyebrows done or your hair done or a fake tan or laser hair removal, whatever it is. I'm just like, bro, do the thing. And he's like, oh, and he just like agonized over it. I'm like, but fucking, it makes you feel awesome. Why wouldn't you just do it?
Okay, so.
And also, great to look at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I know that you get a bit like,
yeah.
And some people have mentioned that when Torbs, when we're doing like a live stream at your house, for example,
yep.
When Torbs like comes to say hi, you get a bit like giddy around him.
Yeah.
And you get a bit nervous.
Because I love him. Yeah. I love him sick.
He's a big hunk of spunk. And then when he gets his hair cut,
yeah.
We all know about it at work because you come in like skipping and being like, oh, Torbs got his hair cut.
Yeah,
because he's looking so good.
He looks good, but he also just like is super confident whenever he's had it done.
So I had a haircut last week.
Yeah, and it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad someone mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say my riz is lifted?
Yeah. I don't think you really have any. Sorry. Sorry.
At the start of the year, the three of us talked about what we wanted to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
We all had different goals.
Yeah.
And mine was to get riz.
Yeah, and I don't think it's something you can obtain. I think you've got it or you don't. I don't have it either. I'm not hanging shit on you and being like, you don't have riz because I don't have it. I just don't have it. I have not got it. I've got no game, no riz, whatever you want to call it.
So, because my hair was actually getting a bit shaggy and a bit like.
You wore a hat for the last couple of weeks because you were like, it's too long and you just didn't have time to go and get a cut. Yeah. You've been busy. We had COVID.
And then I get the phone call going, hey, can you come do Channel 7 TV tomorrow?
Oh.
And I went, oh, I probably can't just chuck a hat on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you're right. For the last few weeks, oh, new hat. And I'm like, yep.
Yeah. I had to buy this to cover myself up.
Yeah. I'd rather buy a hat than go down the street. And so I go down to the barber shop. And
because you've got many barber, like depending on where you are in town, you've got one around the corner.
There's two pretty close to where we're recording the podcast now.
Yep.
There's one
in the city.
In the city, there's one in Eltham.
Yeah.
And so I was in Eltham, so I was like, I'll go to the local. You just rock up.
Yeah.
No booking required. Get out, mate. Got a spare chair? Yeah, and I jump in.
Yep.
So then I jump in, and then this guy walks in with a what I'll describe as a posse.
A posse.
There were seven of them.
So were they all hoping to get a walk-in?
No.
Oh.
It was just this one guy. And talk about riz.
Yeah.
He was so cool and calm and collected. And in a lot of barbershops now, they're like, hey, do you want a beer or do you want a drink?
They do that a lot now. Yeah. They always offer you a wine at the hairdresser. I can't do it.
No.
I can't do it. It makes me all tiddly and then I don't get what I want.
So this one guy walks in and goes, oh, is there a spare chair? And they go, oh, yeah, just for you. And he goes, yeah, just me. My friends are just here to hang. Because there's, you know, these beautiful old leather couches and there's whiskey and
it's
beer.
That like third place thing.
It's the third place.
Yeah.
And the guy who's at the barbershop's kind of like got this like, yeah, this is why we put the couches down. Like, is it?
Oh,
is
so
it
cool? The people that were working there were like, this is what we want.
Well, this is the environment we're trying to create. This kind of like, you know, guys are just hanging out, having a drink, getting their beard done, like just a Saturday afternoon. Like, this is what we want.
Like, I like that.
Yeah, and I love the theory of it.
Yeah. Oh. So because you obviously didn't have your friends with you because I was, Cam and I were busy.
I was posse-less.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there with a water and the guy goes, oh, do you and your mates want a beer? And he goes, you know what? It's a special day. Can we maybe go up in the shelf above and do a whiskey? And the guy goes, yeah, on the rocks or straight up? And he goes, yeah, on the rocks. We'll get seven.
Oh, well, I mean, that's taking the piss.
Well, I think they might add it into the charge or whatever.
Because one drink, because you're paying for your haircut. But, oh, I bought 20 of my closest mates with
me. Maybe that's
what,
maybe
you know what I mean?
Oh, he was happy
to have. Did they get hustled?
I think sometimes when they offer you a beer, it's like, yeah, but if you have a few, like, they just add it to the bill.
But one is different to I'm not like, I'm just like, oh, is this what they were doing?
Oh, but for all I know, he was like, yep,
they
one haircut,
paid.
One beard trim and six whiskeys.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. Maybe this is a swindle.
Do you know what I mean?
No, the guy was way too happy to have him in there for it to be a swindle.
But sometimes you let your inhibitions fly when you feel like it's a good vibe.
Yeah, and they're all gassed up and everyone's feeling good.
And he's like, yeah, whiskey's on me because everyone's having a good time.
Yep.
Anyway.
Maybe, but it changed the environment of the whole place.
Yeah, but you didn't like it.
Is it fair to say that you never look uglier than when you're sitting in the barber's chair and you can see all your fucking chins and your face never looks fatter and your hair's like wet and pushed down and you just look like a troll.
You just look like a fat little worm. Yeah, like a thumb with a cape around it. It's awful.
I was sitting there like a thumbed cape. Nope, a cape thumb. And might I just add the posse?
They all looked cool. They didn't have their cape on.
Two guys, not like ridiculously like stupidly jacked, but just in real good shape. And like, you know how those guys will wear like a tight chino, like a tight pant?
Like a trouser.
Yeah, like a tight trouser, but then with just like a t-shirt on, like a white tee on top with a tight trouser.
Yeah, and this, and the sleeves on the t-shirt always cut. Yep.
And one of them had a little dumpy. A little muscle butt. So that was two of them.
Hot, yep. Did I have tattoos?
One of them did.
That's a bit of me. Yeah. That's a bit of me. Yep.
Two of the other guys had clearly been like maybe not fully at the gym, but it was like a Saturday athletic wear. But again.
Like a loose basketball short or something. Is that what we're talking about?
But like wearing it well or carrying it well.
Yeah. So like when I wear active wear in public, I look like I've been moving house.
Yes.
But like when Steph Claire Smith wears it, it looks like a choice.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I can't pull off the choice. It looks like I've just, been moving house or something.
So they look great. And then the other two were, now this sounds creepy because I'm not like, but just two beautiful girls.
Yeah, right.
And one of them was clearly, well, I assume, the girlfriend of the partner of the one getting the haircut.
Yep.
And she was like, oh, get him to do the short side with the beard. You look so fucking hot when you do that.
Oh, my God. Do they want to be friends with us?
Can they be?
Do you think they're interested?
Probably not,
Probably
eh?
Probably not, no.
And the other girl, stunning, and they're just all having a great time, having a chat, and they're just like having a whiskey.
And they're just chill as.
Just chill as. And so here's my thing. If I had known that these guys were coming to hang, I would have gone to a different barber to prepare myself for this barber.
Yeah.
Because I want to put my best foot forward.
Like when you clean your house before the cleaner comes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
And instead of me going, oh, fuck, I'm on the telly tomorrow, I better fall out of bed into the car to drive to the barber and be wearing some like track pants short things. You know, the pink ones?
Yep.
That are like a dusty.
I know the ones you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and then this like oversized t-shirt that doesn't quite fit me that well.
They probably thought you looked cool.
But that's the thing, they didn't.
No, they probably did.
And I looked
did.
Like a caped thumb.
Yeah, the caped thumb, that's a hard look to pull off.
And I'm just like, fuck, you guys are cool.
Yeah. How do you get that? How do you get that easy, effortless, chic, cool vibe? Do they sell that? Where do you get it?
I tell you how you don't get it.
Asking for it. What I'm doing right now.
Have a look at my bank account. How much? Because we're like self-employed. So I, you know, like we have to send ourselves money from the business account to pay a person.
Yeah.
Have a look how much is in my account.
Am I allowed to say?
Yeah.
$6.
Yeah. And I've got the money, but it's just, it's in
not
the business
there.
Account. I haven't moved across.
Yeah.
So I tell you how not to look cool in front of the
Your
fucking.
Your card fucking declined. Oh. Do you know what I would have done? Asked for the scissors. Stab myself in the neck. Right in the neck. Just to create a diversion.
Well, you're still the diversion, though.
Or maybe you just throw them the car keys and go, keep that, see ya.
I'm out of here. You can have my car. And they went,
I don't want that car.
Full-size man in a small-size hatchback.
Wow. If there's one way to not look cool, it's your card declining. Oh, and then did you have to do the, oh, well, I have the money, but it's just in the business account.
To be honest, I actually owe the business $60 because I had to use the business card because I was like, I don't want to do the transfer thing and then it not work. And then I was nervous and it was a weekend and I'm like, oh, does it clear straight away? So I just used the business card. Probably should have mentioned that earlier. We'll talk about
that. That's okay. That's all right.
I was trying to look cool in front of the hotties.
Nah, that's what I would have done the same.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have done the same.
Okay. Let's do what you love to see and get the fuck out of here. Thank you for being supportive, though.
Oh, I'm sorry that. You know what? Next time that happens, call me. I'll come down. I'll be your posse.
Yeah.
Any time of the day or night you need a posse, I'll be there.
Thank you.
Yep. And Torb's had just gotten his hair cut, so he would have looked cool.
He would look cool.
Yeah.
Maybe he was one of the other guys,
though. Maybe. He's the guy with the riz.
Yeah.
My love to see it is this tweet that I saw. Abby Norman Says posted it, and it says, my husband gives people the thumbs down instead of flicking them off in the car.
I also else I saw this.
He reports that the thumbs down makes people even more mad. Imagine someone pulls out in front of you and you go, bad choice, bro. You know?
Because the finger's aggressive. The thumb is just like, your shit.
Yeah, it's just like, think about yourself. I reckon that makes you, that's going for the 3 a.m. wake up.
Yeah.
That's the, wow, I shouldn't have pulled out on that guy. Whereas someone that just like flicks you off, you go, oh, like, fuck you,
right,
you
back.
Were wrong, blah, blah, blah. But the thumbs down, that makes you, that thinks, that's a thinker. Yeah. And I just love to see that. And I thought, I'm going to keep that in the back pocket for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Because you're a middle finger thrower. You love to give,
no, I'm
love
not
to
a,
give the bird.
No, I don't do that. Oh, I do this.
To everyone in the office?
Oh, yeah. In the office, yeah, I do.
So maybe,
in the car, though, I just do this.
Yeah, you're pretty aggressive in the car. Would you incorporate into your personal life a bit of a thumbs down?
Maybe. I'll try it on and see how it goes.
Because, like I said, you love giving me the bird.
I do.
And it's quite fun.
And I like catching you out and I'll be like, oh, hey, Ryan, like, what did you want? And then when you look at me, like I'm holding the finger up.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
It is. So maybe try a thumbs down and we'll know firsthand.
Or maybe if you say something and I go, you know, and then do the thumbs down.
That hurt already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't even say an idea. Nah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'll keep that in me arsenal and I'll let you know how it goes.
In me arsenal.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Tarpa Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Said, my
love... Oh, what are you going to Sherry today? Sorry, yep.
For those playing along at home, Tony has just received 4 thumbs down from Cam and I. And fuck, that felt good, didn't it, Cam?
It felt terrible for me. It's definitely going into the rotation. That was wonderful.
Oh, shit.
Just how quick you both were. That was amazing.
That felt so good. That makes up for the whole barber thing now.
Okay, great.
Maybe I should have given them the thumbs down.
So they all walk in and they're like feeling really good and you go...
That
super
would have
judgy.
Fucking sent them.
Anyway, all right.
Sherry.
I've just been shown the door. That was interesting. Okay.
Sherry, that's made my day. That's changed the whole, I'll go to the barber 7 times again just to experience the high that I just felt doing that. Sherry, my love to see it at the moment is my husband and I are expecting. We are 32 weeks pregnant.
Whoa,
congratulations.
That's awesome.
I got home from work, says Sherry, and I busted my husband practicing with the pram. Is that not the most adorable
that
thing you've ever
awesome.
Heard? So she gets in and he's just like wheeling it around the lounge, being like, you know, oh, yep, just testing my, you know, driving around to the left. Oh, yep. And then he's like kind of like talking to her and practicing and stuff.
That's very sweet.
That's the cutest fucking thing I've ever heard.
That is really sweet. And wouldn't that just make you feel really good about the person you've chosen as your partner as well?
He's
You'd go, oh, you're pumped about this. We're feeling excited. You know, we're getting close now. That would be an amazing feeling.
You know my partner, Bridget.
Yes.
Do you think she would find this cute or fucking annoying?
I think she'd probably be annoyed by that.
Well, I haven't said the thing yet.
Oh, okay. I just assumed it was you.
I was going to say, by default.
Yeah.
If I got BJ our dog,
no,
and put him in the pram, and then like wheeled it around the house,
she'd
and
be annoyed
like,
by that. I was right with my initial reaction.
Yep.
Was correct.
Yep.
Do you know what she would do if she saw you doing that?
Big thumbs down.
Enthusiastic thumbs down.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. I love every single one of you, especially Tony.
Oh, love you.
Love you.
Aw.
Don't.
Love you. Bye.
No, yeah,
thumbs up.
Yes.
Thumbs up.
I was like, if you thumbs down me now.
Nah, I'll put my thumb up, yeah? Sorry. Love you, bye.